To help us survive spiritually in today's world, we need to understand how God speaks to us, as well as bring to light how the adversary speaks to us. The more we recognize the way both of these influences show up in our lives, the easier it is to discern and not be fooled. After publishing my book, Not Today, Satan, I felt like there was more to do to help my friends recognize Satan in their own lives. So here's a podcast, Not This Week, Satan, where we explore weekly ideas, experiences, and scriptures to be more aware of the adversary's influence, to help you gain greater desire, confidence, and strength to turn away from the adversary and towards Jesus. This episode today is mostly for me. Have you ever found some kind of life hack that really helps you, and then you just stop doing it? For no reason, really, you just forget about it? That's what I'm going to talk about today. Something that I found that helps me so much when I do it consistently, but that I currently am in kind of a slump with, and I've noticed a big difference in my life between when I'm doing this practice and when I'm not. It's nothing hard or secret or special. It's just journaling, but a specific, intentional form of journaling. And this episode is to remind me that I need to start doing it consistently again. But also, maybe you'll find it beneficial in your life too, and I hope you'll try it out. A couple years ago, one of my friends texted me and asked if I had a few minutes to talk because she had something really important she wanted to share with me right then. I wasn't really sure what was going on, but she came and picked me up and we drove to a parking lot, and she pulled out a notebook that someone had given her. And I've been replaying this story in my mind, and it does sound kind of silly that it was like this urgent thing that she needed to share with me. But the Spirit was definitely present there, and I understand very clearly now why there was an urgency for her to share it with me. So the notebook was a journal, and my friend had learned this type of journaling where you answer the same questions every day to help you create power and happiness and leverage in your life. There were like 7 things you wrote each day, but 2 of those things stood out to me and have totally changed me and my perspective in life. Writing these 2 things each day even helped inspire and lead me to write my book. So the 2 things are to write each day, 1, how Satan spoke to you that day, or the day before if you're writing in the morning, and 2, how the Savior spoke to you that day, or something you felt prompted to do, basically how you saw God working in your life. If you've been here for very long, you've heard me say this over and over, and I'll keep saying it. Recognizing and bringing more awareness to how each of these influences speak to you, how each of them work in your life, makes a huge difference in our power to discern good from evil, to discern truth from deception. The devil works best in the dark, and he loves when you don't realize he is slowly pulling you away from your true self, your divine self. By asking yourself, pondering, and writing each day how Satan is attempting to pull you down, you bring his works to the light. You expose his intentions, and when you see these things more clearly, you can discern between good and evil with more clarity. But that's only half of the goal. It's also important to recognize and acknowledge God's hand in your life each day. This will help you remember and engrave on your soul who you really are and who you can call on in times of need. Create space in your mind for the Spirit to speak, for the Spirit to dwell. When you create the space, God works in it. And as you record these things, you will be able to see that you are cared for, loved, and watched over by heaven. Knowing God also allows you to more clearly see why Satan isn't worth your time. We can learn all about that in the first chapter of the book of Moses. It starts with Jesus Christ revealing himself to Moses on behalf of the Father. They talked face to face. Moses learned of the Savior's glory and was taught that he is a son of heavenly parents, created in their image, just like you and me. After that visit, Satan showed up demanding that Moses worship him. But Moses knew God, so he was able to discern between good and evil, and his response was awesome. It's in Moses 1:13. Who art thou? For behold, I am a son of God in the similitude of his only begotten, and where is thy glory that I should worship thee? Because Moses not only knew who he really was, but knew who God really is, he was able to recognize and shut down the influence of the adversary without skipping a beat. We may not always be that quick to see or to overcome a temptation, but as we watch for God's hand in our life, our testimonies grow and our power over darkness increases. It takes a very real and a very personal effort to be able to bring this awareness into your life, and it's on you to find out how to do it. For me, it's journaling, which I have been slacking in, and I do feel the consequences of that. But for you, it might be something different. I can't tell you how to do it, but I can tell you that figuring out what works for you to more clearly see the influence of heaven while also bringing to light the influence of the adversary is so worth it. Recording my experiences, impressions, and feelings consistently, emphasis on consistently, is one of the most effective ways I have found for myself to more clearly see how the influence of God and the influence of Satan are present in my life. And it has been the most effective way for me to feel more in control of whose side I stay on. If you want to try it out, let me repeat how simple it is. Each day, carve out time to sit and think and record how you heard Satan that day. This could be temptations to sin, lies about yourself, or anything else you suspect is the influence of the adversary. Then write how you saw or heard God in your life that day. It could be tender mercies or angels or prayers answered, a prompting, a comfort, anything that seems like it came from heaven. And then repeat. I believe in and love this type of journaling so much that I actually created a journal for it and sell it on Amazon. I wrote a letter that's printed on the first two pages that give my suggestions for how to use it, but the other pages are blank. So really you could do this process with any notebook or notes app or whatever works for you. I just wanted to create something that was intentional for this purpose. So if you want to check out mine, you can find the Amazon link at my website, NotTodaySatanBook.com. And if you don't like it, find something else to use and just try it out if you want. But I don't think you'll regret it. I'm not claiming that this will solve all your problems, or any of them really, but I know that the effort you put in will pay off. The awesome thing about this is that it is completely in your control. You don't have to wait on anyone. You can start learning and growing as soon as you're ready. As you make a habit of spending time each day to think and write about these things, you will see a difference in your own life. When you recognize the adversary's attacks against you, you will find more power to fight back. You might fall sometimes and feel defeated by him, but as you also recognize the light of your Savior and the hand of your Heavenly Father in your life daily, you will be able to stand back up, and you will feel empowered in the freedom of light.